It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. An infectious disease expert says one of the problems with the coronavirus is that mutations are common. Dr. Michelle Barron with UC Health likens the new, more contagious variant to a mistake made by a copy machine. If you copy something 100,000 times, she tells Colorado Matters it's possible that any mutation in the virus could be significant.
It can change pretty rapidly, and whether or not this becomes a predominant strain is something that, again, we worry about. If it's more contagious, then maybe more people get it, and then it spreads faster, and then it potentially becomes the lead horse, so to speak.
Barron says the good news is that masks and social distancing work to limit the spread of any COVID-19 strain. Denver Broncos general manager John Elway is out after a dismal season. Here's CPR's Andrew Villegas.
The former All-Pro quarterback was under fire after the Broncos ended the season with just 5 wins out of 16 games, finishing last in their division. They've missed the playoffs for the last 5 years. Elway will remain with the team as president of football operations, but he says he'll hire a GM who has the authority to make all personnel decisions.
I'm going to be involved enough to help get this organization back to where we want it to be and we all want it to be and the expectations are.
Elway started as GM in 2011 after leading the Broncos as a player to 2 Super Bowl wins. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Pueblo's Keating School is now on both the National Register of Historic Places and the State's Register. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports this is part of an estimated $18 million redevelopment plan for the property.
6 sandstone columns stand at the entrance to the classical revival-style building. Initially constructed in 1927 as a junior high school, it's now vacant. The building is walking distance from the Arkansas River and popular Union Avenue district. Corrine Kaler leads the nonprofit group managing the project. She says plans call for a variety of small businesses, residential condominium units, and community event space.
The whole building inside and out has had very little work done to it over the years. They have really preserved the historic aspects of the building.
It'll likely be a year before renovations can get underway, and it could take about 5 years to complete. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
Pueblo and Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have sunny skies and windy weather today. This is CPR News.